USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Comedian and America's dad, Bob Saget, star of Full House, has died at 65. His body was discovered in a room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. A cause of death has yet to be determined. Senior U.S. and Russian officials are in special talks on strategic stability on Monday as part of a diplomatic activity in Europe this week aimed at diffusing tensions over a Russian military buildup on the border with Ukraine. The United States has played down hopes of significant progress this week. Virginia Madden, wife of the late John Madden, was at a ceremonial remembrance at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas Sunday night before the Chargers-Raiders game that officially ended the regular season in the NFL.
And all of those great Raider players who played for John, alive and dead, that he loved so much.
USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As fresh Iranian warnings to America of attacks on our soil have been reported, we're all reminded how the Biden administration has opened up our southern border.
A report on immigration and customs enforcement arrests and deportations for the 2021 fiscal year, which is usually expected around the end of the calendar year, has yet to be released. This as the crisis at the U.S. southern border continues. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich tells Fox News how he feels about the Biden administration's handling of the border.
I think that the best evidence of someone's intention is what they actually do. And I think unequivocally, as a prosecutor, you look what the Biden administration has done is they are systematically dismantling our border. At one point, I thought they wanted to get rid of ICE, but it's clear they just want to get rid of our whole southern border because they have allowed the cartels to seize operational control.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The mother of Karim Nakui, a Marine who died during the disastrous U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan in August, Shauna Chappell and her husband Steve Nakui are demanding accountability from the Biden administration over their son's and 12 other service members' deaths.
I'm good this evening. I have my bad days, my good days. His dad is pressing for the information. His dad isn't here this evening. He was supposed to be here so he could talk more about it. I didn't want to talk about it without him. We just received Kareem's autopsy. I haven't been able to completely read it yet because it was too hard. Just the first page of it was too hard, so I stopped reading it. But, we want accountability for what happened to all 13 of the kids. But that one issue is an issue for his dad to talk about.
That's Shauna Chappell on Newsmax Friday. The mysterious hut or house spotted in December by China's U-2-2 rover on the far side of the moon turns out to be a rock, a small lumpy rock sitting on a crater rim. It looked much bigger and more mysterious in December's image. After getting a better perspective, the rover was able to reveal the object's true nature. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.